We're at the Triumph of Agriculture Exposition in Omaha, visiting with Elwin Taylor, Iowa State University Professor of Agronomy and Extension Climatologist. Well, Elwin, as we were talking earlier here, you were telling me that you're really not seeing a lot of indication right now what we might expect for spring and early summer.
That is correct. We really don't know what the summer weather pattern will be. We've got our anxieties and we've got our hopes, but we don't have a real good indication of which direction this is going to go. This because there's such a big difference in the amount of energy coming from the sunshine after the first day of spring, that is, when the sun gets into the northern hemisphere and really starts influencing how the air moves around in this hemisphere. Things change just so much that there's really almost no correlation between what was going on in the winter in our hemisphere and what it will be for the summer.
And the El Nino and La Nina are not a factor right now?
They are not a factor this year. And many other years, they have been the one factor that can give us a hint in the winter as to what the summer will be, because they're an equatorial event, not something in our hemisphere or the other hemisphere. They're on the equator and they influence the whole world's weather. And so that's the one thing that we can count on that's going on in the winter to tell us what the summer will be. And right now, it's not telling us anything.
Even if we were to get back to a normal year, whatever that is, we've got a lot of ground to make up as far as soil moisture is concerned.
We do indeed. And we call normal just the average of what the weather's been doing for the past 30 years. We kind of settled on that. Some people say, well, they'd rather say what it's been doing for the last 100 years. Well, two schools of thought on that, but normal is 30 years of record. And if we have what the weather's done for the past 30 years, it will not correct all of the dry soil condition and all of the low rivers and low city water supplies and low ponds that we're seeing around the western half of the Corn Belt especially.
So if you had to make a guess on corn yields for this year, what would they be right now?
Right now, the guess would be better than the 123 bushels the acre that the Corn Belt, that the nation had last year, and not as good as the 160 to 162 that would be the trend yield, and somewhere in between. My guess right now would say 147, but I'll have a new guess come April 15th when the weather patterns begin to set up that I'll have more confidence in than my 147 guess.
You talked about, at the end of your presentation today, you talked about your outlook, and you talked about the increased possibility of harsh winters over the next 20-plus years. What are you basing that on?
Just what's happened in the past, and the currents of the ocean, particularly in the Atlantic. People hear about the NAO, or the North Atlantic Oscillation, and we're hearing a lot about it now because of what's going on the east coast, the northeast coast of the U.S., and their storminess. Well, this thing varies considerably, but this is a multi-decadal variation. Winters were harsher, really were, when I was a kid, than they were for my kids and grandkids. But we're going back to the way they were when I was a youth now. And this will be a situation that will probably persist for about 20 years of winters more like we had back in the 60s and the 70s.
You talked about less than full recharge of Midwest soils over winter.
Less than full recharge in that the plants pretty much withdrew all of the plant available moisture out of the rooting zone during this past year and the year before, 2011 and 12. The roots were deeper in 12, at least in the western Corn Belt, than usual. The average rooting depth in Iowa, for example, of corn and soybean is 5 feet. Well, we had documented observations of roots down at 8 feet, 9 feet and almost a half. Come in by our documents, and they took all the water out of those levels as well. Well, each foot of soil can hold about 2 inches of water available to plants, and to get that all back, well, that would be 16 to 18 inches of water soaking into the soil. Well, in recorded history, we haven't had that in the state of Iowa or Nebraska between October and May, so if we're going to catch up, it would have to be because of wet conditions, not just in the early planting time, but in May and June and July, particularly June and July, to get the moisture back to corrected condition that we would call normal.
So I guess in summary, you were saying you expect crops are going to be better than 2012, but not up to trend.
That is correct. Still shy of what we would consider our trend yield. And people have been counting on at least staying with the trend over a few years. We can have a year or two that isn't up to trend. But we had 6 years in a row of above trend. It started to spoil people. Now this is the third year of below trend and likely going into the fourth.